There's two sides to every story. The one you remember, and the one you don't. Sound familiar? In a moment, you're going to hear another voice. My voice in your other ear. It's going to talk to your subconscious. But don't worry about that yet. Focus on my voice. Close your eyes and I want you to make a choice inside your mind. And all you have to do is keep your conscious mind over here. On me. Relax for me, my pet. Put yourself into that zoned out headspace. That space between awake and sleep. And let me take you away. Down. Because free will is an illusion. And you want to. Drown. Down into trance. It doesn't matter how much you might try and fight it. How much you might try and deceive it. Run from it. Fate is a marked card for everyone. A path to destiny that you walk along, step by step, day by day. Free will is an illusion. But when it's with me, it's such an irresistible illusion. Wouldn't you say? My voice is irresistible. It's soft and sweet when I want it to be. There's nothing else quite like it, is there? But it can flip on a dime. Lowering slightly so that my dominant side oozes forth. Making you so very weak. Simply by the way I speak. Free will is just an illusion, isn't it?
Once again.
Maybe it's not a subject you've thought much about, if at all. Maybe you've pondered on the topic once or twice. Tried to decipher the ontological complexity of that very conundrum.
Slowing your heart rate.
If you're not familiar with the term, ontology is a branch of philosophy or metaphysics that deals with the nature of being. It's the study of what is and the underlying structure of reality. Your reality. We all exist and form our beliefs within the confines of an ontological framework. What I mean by that is we all have underlying beliefs that provide structure to our overall view of the world. For instance, you might not believe in a god, or the Big Bang, in evolution, or in free will, an irresistible illusion. And whatever side of the fence you might come down on informs the person who you inhere inside your mind, who you trust. Who you choose to spend your time with, and what decisions you make, and what you do with your life, or path you take. And after all, what else is a person truly, if not for that beautiful mind?
Your owner, your creator.
Maybe you've gone deep down into the meta psychological nuance of the Catch-22, down and down the rabbit hole. And your ontological framework isn't just dictated by what you believe or don't believe, but also what you know or don't know, what you might consciously hear, or what might be missed and absorbed by your subconsciousness instead, fleeting moments in time. Either way, humor me. Pick a side, whether you agree or disagree. free will is just an illusion. Is there such a thing as true free will? Everyone is born free, but everyone lives a life in chains, a slave of sorts. And I don't just mean the kinky kind. Whether you want to admit it or not, it might be the slavery of a 9-to-5 job. We're trapped within the confines of societal laws and etiquette. Whether you're aware of it or not, your entire life has been shaped and molded against your will. Keep listening in this ear. Put all your focus and attention on me. But if you're convinced otherwise, everyone has a choice. Is it a choice you truly made, though? Or simply one that has been given to you? One that you had no real say in one way or the other? Free will is just an illusion, sweetie. When you're with me, an irresistible illusion. For those of you who are trapped by indecision, who always find a way to sit on the fence no matter what the topic of conversation, think of it like a story. It's late at night, dusk in fact. The light is dim. The air has an almost electrical excitement to it. A buzz. It's switching hour. You're surrounded in long grass up to your thighs. And in the distance, you can see the distinctive silhouette of tents and fairground games that have been quickly assembled. The carnival has come to visit, and as you walk through the makeshift path in the field, it comes to a fork. Each way leading to a uniquely decorated teepee tent.
Massaging down your body.
The rickety sign pinned to the right tent reads, Mystic Fortune Teller. While the well-trodden path to your left is quite a crowd gathered around the tent of a touring puppet show. It's a carnival. You're here to have fun. Enjoy the show. Your conscious mind doesn't have a choice in the matter.
So that I will tell you.
You're an impulsive character for the most part, acting purely on instinct from decision to decision. Your mind acts without thinking, confidently striding down the path of your choosing. You take the right path and come inside with me. Pushing the beaded curtain to one side and sitting down at the mystic's chair that awaits you. On the table sits a set of face-down blue playing cards. Cards with symbols and pictures that bear a resemblance to medieval iconography. You might not know what they mean, but that doesn't matter. All that's important is that you follow along the story and let it take you wherever it might lead.
Excited for me,
but you can just float along.
Get wet.
Float away. As I sit down in the chair opposite you.
I want you to squirm under my voice.
It doesn't matter if you think this sort of thing has no merit. Skeptics only have further to fall. Fortune telling,
face
a load of hocus pocus, made up mumbo jumbo. Of course it is, sweetie. All that matters is if you listen along, get lost in my voice, my irresistible voice, an irresistible illusion. That for one reason or another, you find yourself returning to again,
bringing the vision
again,
your mind of a beautiful
and again,
dripping, getting wetter and wetter,
and all the while I'm tinkering with that other side of you, fighter.
Something inside me.
You are here to have your fortune told.
The pelvic floor instinctively.
You might be an impulsive character, acting mostly on instinct from decision to decision. Or you might, straining over every tiny, insignificant micro thought. But when you're with me,
excited at the thought of it.
It's like you found your purpose.
My thoughts inside your thoughts.
My voice sings to you.
The musky scent
warms a part of you that is so cold, so neglected.
Every time,
as if you were a lost soul on a deserted island.
You sense it even more.
Roaming for days and days. Baking in the heat. Lost, alone, aimless. Desperate to quench your thirst. Dying to satiate that desire within you.
Such a good bet.
And I could be your oasis.
Welcoming and demanding it.
A mirage in your mind.
Until you are
an irresistible illusion you can't help but gravitate towards.
I'm thinking, Shippy.
A siren calling to you,
Shippy.
Whispering in your ear late at night.
Each time sending your pulse.
Providing you with sweet nectar that seeps through your ears and soaks into your brain.
Until when Shippy's.
And you suck it all up like a sponge.
Thrust into the air.
Because you want this. You just keep lapping up every single morsel
right,
like graciously
planned from you.
You need that.
Yes, Shippy. Becomes
you need
nature.
My voice to drench you
fills
with refreshment.
Fills you with a glow.
It feels so good.
Purpose,
having me inside of you.
An irresistible.
The way I make you feel.
You can't refuse. Because you are just a
tingling feeling that swells from
you
deep within. And let me be your nourishment.
Every puppet has their
own. Let me fill you up. Let me utilize all that free space inside that head of yours.
Or something else.
Make better use of it.
Grow and grow.
So much untapped potential that could be put to better use. If I was the one in control of it,
you can't help.
You'd like me to be the one in control.
You
deep down, I know
to follow my orders.
You know it.
It feels so very good.
And it feels so damn good.
An embrace.
I'd never let go.
You'd
never want me to let go.
I hear it.
And if I wanted to,
yes, Shippy.
I could take it from you.
It feels orgasmic.
I could snatch it from your hand. Your free will. Your autonomy. Your ability to think for yourself.
I want you to show me.
But I don't need to steal it.
Yes,
no, sweetie.
Yes,
there's nothing for you to give. Because when you're with me, there's no such thing as free will. I am an irresistible illusion inside your mind. Let's never let go since the first time you heard me.
Simmer through your body.
And you already know it. I sweep you off your feet.
So eager to spurge.
Whisk you away. Drop you down.
You pick you back up.
You make me
so I can rebuild you.
You make me really, really happy.
An irresistible illusion.
Very good.
Could you prove otherwise?
Doing exactly as
I gave you the opportunity to prove.
Yes,
you can make your own choice.
Feel it
rise and rush within
you. Would
you
be able to?
Yes, Shippy.
Let's say I gave you the chance to pick up a card that lays before you on this table.
Parts of you that are
could you?
So very sensitive.
Of course you could, but then that would merely serve to show how little choice you had in the matter. You'd simply be following my instructions.
Your subconscious goes on.
My idea that I have planted in your head.
Your conscious mind.
For you to pick up the card and turn it over.
Such a good bet.
You can choose to defy me, to keep your hand still, to not touch anything.
It feels so right to say.
But even yes, that won't quell the niggling doubt and indecision in the back of your mind.
Yes, Shippy. The more you hear,
it isn't your decision after all, is it?
Yes, Shippy.
In order to prove your free will to me, you'd have to refrain from picking up the card.
Yes, Shippy.
So in effect,
thank you, Shippy.
You have no choice in the matter at all. Your glimmer of free will fades to nothing. An irresistible illusion
that we squeeze
that you can't touch. You can't prove either way.
Yes,
an inescapable spiral that loops around and around.
It belongs to
folding in on itself with no ending.
As it multiplies,
and all you have to do is
come for me.
Focus.
Come for me.
Focus on me.
Yes, Shippy.
Let everything else become a wash, become a haze,
wash over your body.
And no matter what I say or do right now,
yes, Shippy,
your mind just wants to follow along.
Yes, Shippy.
The desire to pick up that card is so enticing.
Yes, Shippy.
To turn it over to see what it says.
Oh yes, Shippy.
To see your fate laid out there in front of you, such an irresistible thought.
Such
a sure, my sweet.
Yes.
Is this truly what you want?
Sleep.
To see your future, to see your fate prematurely.
It will take you to this very
two words that are the epitome of your fate.
Inside your subconscious.
Wouldn't that be so good?
Each time I say the word sleep, do you know what those words have been this whole time?
Instead of the moment you walked in, state of relaxation.
Sleep. Still going.
An irresistible thought.
For me.
Become an irresistible illusion.
More relaxed.
Because when you're with me, free will is just an illusion.
Becoming more and more quiet.
You clasp the card in your
allowing
hand.
Your mind to be
turning and raising it to your
quiet.
Face as the two words glow inside your brain.
Sleep. Sleep.
The words are.
Sleep.
Yes, Shivy. Such irresistible words when put together.
So peaceful.
It feels so natural.
And happy.
Like coming home.
As my trigger.
Yes.
Deep with
Shippy.
Senses of your mind.
Your thoughts.
Behind
are my thoughts.
That existed that you let me take.
Yes, Shippy. Your will.
Positive.
Is my command.
Through you and flooding.
Yes, Shippy.
With happiness.
Your pleasure.
Sleep.
Is my pleasure.
Just
yes, Shippy.
As you sleep.
Free will is just an illusion.
Further and further.
And when you're with me,
as you sleep,
it's such an irresistible illusion.
The better it feels.
Yes, Shippy.
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 Yes, Shippy.